My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Mark Raimondi is here from ESPN. And, Mark, you kind of set us off today, bro, because, you know, that report out there about Kyle's hamstring, and we were like, no! And then we asked Coach Ra about it, and he owned it and was like, look, you've got every reason to be on edge. That's how I explained it to him. Tell us what you know, and tell us, do you think he is going to be 100% for the game on Sunday?
Well, that was definitely my introduction to, you know, Kyle Pitts mania, so to speak, because I know it's a fan.
Right.
And not just Falcons fans, but fantasy football fans around the league are, you right. know, people who drafted Kyle Pitts are kind of, you know, waiting with bated breath to see what's going to happen. But it seems like he's okay. I mean, we talked to him a little bit today. He said he really didn't have, you know, his idea of a limitation today was maybe he missed one play or two plays. That was it. And Zach Robinson spoke just now, just a few minutes ago, the offensive coordinator, and he said that he didn't really have too many limitations. He didn't seem like he was a full go. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be anything, any kind of a big deal. He's going to play on Sunday. It doesn't sound like he'll be limited at all on Sunday. You know, I know how these things go, and you know, we'll have to wait and see. But as of right now, it doesn't seem like it's a big thing.
Mark, you don't realize what a big thing this is. No, because this has been a great debate. No, about Kyle Pitts, because, you know, this, and again, 1 week doesn't mean the season, but we get so just, I don't know, twitchy when you hear about injuries with Pitts. We'll move on. What about this defense, man? How are they going to get after? Presumably it is Russell Wilson, but you think we blitz a lot, or you think it's a combination of the base package and they're going to dial up blitzes when it sounds like the right thing?
Yeah, it's going to be schemes. It's going to be some blitzing. Look, the Steelers have their offensive line right now is dealing with a lot of injuries. The rookie tackle is really only practicing this week. He'll play probably, but he's only going to get practice reps this week. And they're missing another player from their line. It's going to be a potential showcase for this new Falcons pass rush with Matthew Judon leading the way. And, you know, Russell Wilson is a guy, since he was drafted in 2012, no quarterback has been sacked more than Russell Wilson. So if the Falcons, if this defensive front, if this pass rush is going to break out, now is the time to do it. Week one, you know, you got out there and you get to Russell Wilson a few times, and, you know, then we're talking about going to kind of set the tone for the rest of the season.
We've heard a lot of good things since Justin Simmons has gotten here. I mean, he seems like he's on point, Mark. I mean, obviously, you know, he's a vet. He's been an All-Pro. But we were talking to Rob about it. I just want to get your take on his addition to this team. Now he's been on the field. He says he's up to date on what they're asking him to do, and he's ready to go.
One thing that stands out just right away, and you know, he's still only a few weeks in here in Atlanta, but just a professional, just a pro, you know, the consummate pro. And, you know, he's a veteran, and he's a smart guy, it seems like, by all accounts. And, yes, he's only really been practicing for a few days again, but I think you put him there with Jesse Bates, and you're confident from the jump that he's gonna be good, you know, and that secondary is gonna be, you know, get a real shot in the arm from a guy like Justin Simmons being there.
It's Mark Grimondi, guys, covers the Falcons every day for ESPN. You'll hear our conversation with Coach Ra coming up a little bit later in the show. Mark, I mean, Kirk Cousins, we know what we should expect. Anywhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, that's his resume. But what should Falcon fans expect? We never got to see him in the preseason because of the Achilles. Hell, we didn't get to see any of the starters in the preseason. How sloppy do you think, not Kirk Cousins, but do you think there'll be the usual preseason mistakes and penalties?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things because it's also his first game since week 8 last year, and it's his first game since that surgically repaired torn Achilles. And I actually asked him a few minutes ago about, you know, you're going to get hit for the first time. You know, you weren't hit at all during the preseason. There was no real pass, you know, there was no pass rush in practice and OTAs. And he said he's actually looking forward a little bit to getting that first hit, you know, get it out of the way first quarter. He said he would thank the defender, whoever it is that sacks him, you know, within reason. Just to kind of get a little blood in his mouth, he said. So I think he'll ultimately be okay. I really do think that it may take a little bit for this Falcons offense to start clicking on that level because of some of that, you know, they're not familiar with each other. Yes, it's practice is one thing, but it's not a game. And Cousins coming out the injury, you know, I don't know if we'll see the best version of the Falcons offense until maybe a few weeks in. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe they feel otherwise, but you kind of get that impression.
Yeah, and I do. I hope you're wrong. It's Mark Grimondi because we need to score some points on Sunday. We're going to talk with him. He's dropped off there. We'll get him back on in just a second to finish up our conversation. We're live at Taco Mac, by the way, Dallas Highway right here in Marietta. So we're hanging out, man.
And I know I asked Coach this. It's just one of my, you know, things we talked about every day. You and I have worked together 10 years is the lack of pass rush for the Falcons. And I just think the aggressiveness we want to see. Bend, don't break. I don't want to hear about it. I know the key to any kind of zone defense is you've got to get pressure from your down linemen, or in this case, your down linemen and your outside linebackers.
All right, Mark Grimondi's back. I just wanted to ask you what's your concern about our team?
Cancel me? What's going on here?
We would never do that. We'd never do that. That's the Kyle Pitts fans. What's your concern about this team heading into week one? You've seen them. We've seen them up close and personal. You've been there every day. If somebody saw you on the street and they said, hey, what's the concern about the team? What is it for you?
I think maybe depth at wide receiver is a little bit of a concern with Rondell Moore out now for the season. I don't really know if there was anyone that stepped up big in his place. And depth at corner, you know, depth at corner I think is a concern. I think Clark Phillips is a really nice player. He's young and he has a chance to break out at some point. But Mike Hughes is still the number two corner opposite A.J. Terrell. You know, can A.J. Terrell have a really big season again? You know, hasn't had an interception since, you know, 2021. So there's a few questions for me. Certainly Justin Simmons makes that secondary better. And Matthew Judon makes the secondary better by, you know, he's a guy that's going to get to the quarterback. We know that. He's established. So those would be the kind of the main things that I would underscore if you're a Falcons fan to look for in week one and beyond.
Mark Grimondi is with us, guys, from ESPN.com, covering the Falcons, again, the Steelers. We know, I talked about it with Coach, we're going to have a lot of Steelers fans in there. I mean, the idea that this team, the business model we've been harping on is scoring more points. That was before we got Judon. And now, hopefully, a defense can take advantage of perhaps being up by a score or more. And that's what we did in 2016. We brought in Dwight Freeney. We had a young nucleus on defense, and we really went to work. Could you foresee that with this team in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, potentially. Look, I think the offense, it may take a little bit, but the offense is going to be fine. Bijan Robinson is one of the very best running backs in the league, and Tyler Allgeier is not bad either, and I think he's going to be a big part of the offense as well, which I think probably Bijan Robinson's fantasy owners don't want to hear, but Tyler Allgeier got a lot of carries and got a lot of reps with the first team in training camp. So I think it's going to be, it has the potential, the upside, to be a very high-powered offense. And the defense, you know, we just don't know because we haven't seen it with Judon and Simmons yet. And I really think that it may be a team-wide thing where they're not going to be clicking on all cylinders until later on in the season. We just don't know. You know, we just don't know. But I do think that we've been talking about it for a while, guys. There should be hope. You know, there should be hope in Atlanta because on paper, it's a pretty good, darn good team.
It is.
It just, I think it's frustrating. I know I asked you earlier, Carl, and I was just talking about it, not getting to see the starters. So around the league, you know, college football, we saw the same thing in college. Some like Georgia, look at the Georgia game. Skittish, right, to start the game?
Yeah.
Against Clemson, eventually things get rolling. Last question, high scoring, or you think this thing, you know, in the 20s, where do you see it going?
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Could be.
We bet on these games, Mark.
It's so hard to say. You know, it's so hard to say because we just haven't seen, you know, we haven't seen this unit, you know, either side, you know, in prime time, so to speak. We have not seen them in a real game, so it's really hard to say. And that's kind of the beauty of week one, right? There's so much unknown, and, you know, there's hope around the league. There's hope all across the country for everyone's teams. And, you know, I think Atlanta should have more hope than a lot of teams, certainly, but it's just so hard to say, you know, what. I mean, even Raheem Morris, he's been asked a lot during this offseason in the summer, what is this team's identity? And he said the guy's got to go out there and prove that and show that what it is, because it's not clear until they get out there and start playing.
No doubt. Mark Raimondi, we look forward to visiting with you through the course of the season. Guys, it's here, week one, Steelers in town on Sunday. You'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark, thanks so much, man, and try not to upset those Kyle Pitts fans, will you?
Thanks, guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.